Original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit. Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. Welcome to your show. That's right. We're live from Orlando, Florida. And this is your host, Michael. We've got a great show for you tonight. Hope you can sit and listen. Hope you'll enjoy it. Hope you can call in. If you can call in, that would be fantastic. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We're calling in right now. We're live from our home in Florida. Lynn Golder, our co-host. Lynn, are you there?
I am so far away, around the corner and down the hall. Yep, I'm
okay.
Here. Hello, everybody. I'm hearing an echo, but hello, everybody, and welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show once again.
And our guest host is also with us, and he is live. He is calling in from South Florida. His name is Nigel Ricards.
Ricards.
Did I say it right?
Nigel Ricards. Close
enough. Ricards. Well, it's close enough.
Good evening, all. And I'm calling in from Boca Raton, Florida. So the
there you go. Calling from Boca Raton.
The only local yokel is Chris Shaw in the studio.
Yes, sir. The one and
only.
And he
is live in the studio. Chris Shaw, you there?
I'm here. Let me ask you all this. Somebody got a radio on? Because I'm hearing a reverb or an echo.
No, but I'm hearing an echo.
We got echoes.
Michael, maybe take the headphones off. Might be doing it.
Okay, I'm not hearing it, just for the record.
Amen.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it sounds like it's saying, hello. Welcome.
You hear that?
You're tuned in to the blind and beyond radio show.
I took my headphones off.
No, it's still doing. Well, maybe not. Okay, Michael, you're back on.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Michael.
And yes, folks, I've had my white cane coffee.
That's Nigel talking.
Yes.
Okay, so folks, we want to start the show with a thought. Here's a thought for you tonight. Most of the folks in this country, I hope, are being good. And there's my echo.
Yeah.
I hope you all are wearing your mask and gloves when you go outside. So this is what I would like to talk about. I'd like to talk to you about, hopefully you, especially my brothers and sisters who are blind. This is the echo that's terrible, I'll tell you. Nigel.
Yes, sir.
When you go outside, besides taking your cane with you, do you take your mask and gloves with you?
No, sir.
No?
No, sir. No.
You don't wear a mask and gloves when you go outside?
No, sir.
No,
I'm not a criminal, and I'm not a dishwasher.
You're not a dishwasher.
And I'm not the Lone Ranger.
And you're not the Lone Ranger. Okay. So you don't believe in being safe. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that. See, you're putting words in my mouth, Mr. Golden.
Okay. So tell me, you're supposed to be wearing masks, as far as I know, in Florida. You live in Florida.
Yes, sir.
So you don't wear masks or gloves?
I don't even own such.
You don't own such. Okay. So, folks, here's the first thing right now. I'd like you to call in, if you can, wherever you are in this country, and let me hear what you're thinking about these masks and gloves. I believe very strongly in masks and gloves. I go outside with my cane. I don't leave home without my cane. And I don't go outside without my gloves and mask at this time of year, especially now what's going on with the virus. Nigel says he don't even own or wear the mask and gloves.
Now,
when you hear this double echo,
Let me just qualify.
Yes, I do. I wanted to know if the audience hears it.
Let me just qualify these assertions by stating that I do not impose my desires or my own ways on anybody else. If people want to wear masks and gloves, that's up to them. You just asked me if I do, and I gave you the answer.
Well, yeah, but here's a problem, Nigel. Here's a problem.
Really?
Yes, because you could sneeze and you don't have a mask on, and you can get any germs you have on me. So you, but by you not wearing a mask, you're getting a problem for me.
Well, there's a thing called putting your hand in front of your mouth when you sneeze. Guess what? I do that.
Well, let me ask you a question, folks. You're listening to both sides of this discussion we're having between Nigel and myself, and everybody else thinking. I'd like to hear you folks out there thinking, do you believe in wearing masks and gloves? Even though you're not the Lone Ranger? Call in. I'd like to hear what your thoughts are. 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And I'd like to hear if you're also hearing this double echo that I've got here.
I just got a text from one of our listeners. They hear the echo. Chris, I hope you can fix that.
Again, I just want to reiterate, it's not coming. It's still not coming through on this line, so it's totally transparent to me. Yeah. Mr. Shaw, are you hearing it?
Chris, you there?
He might be on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't hear the echo now.
It's probably coming from that mask you're wearing. You're inside now, so.
No, I took the mask off and I took my headphones off.
Oh, okay. You remember to take your gloves off, too? When you got back in the house, I mean.
Well, we have a busy show lined up, so hopefully that echo will disappear. So when all our guest callers call in, we hear them one time, if not twice.
Speaking of trivia songs, there was a song called Echo back in the 50s. I can't remember who did it now.
Right there.
Huh? There goes Echo again.
Well, why don't we go to break early, Chris? See if we can talk to Chris and see if we can figure this out before our first guest caller.
I should turn on my radio to see if I hear the echo, too.
No, don't turn on your radio. No.
Yeah, I know.
Chris, you there?
From the mouthpiece so it wouldn't interfere with anything.
Chris? I don't know if he's in the studio. He might have left.
Mr. Shaw. Yeah.
Well, folks.
You probably picked up.
If you can call
okay,
in.
Okay, I'm sorry. I hit.
7-894-1680.
Okay, Mike. Hold on.
Yeah, I hear this double echo. Yeah.
Let's do this. We're going to take a break. We got our guest caller on the phone line, but when we take a break, I'm going to pull you so you and I can talk so we can I can figure this thing out because it's bugging.
It's terrible. Okay.
We're going to take a break real quick, and then we'll come back after our break.
Hour is brought to you by...
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back, and hopefully without that echoes.
Yeah, hopefully we won't have any of the echoes available. All right.
So, Chris, you're hearing the echo?
Yeah, hold on, Nigel. Hold on one moment.
Nigel, you can't talk until...
Not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
Palm Beach Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Zinman and guest pianist Misha Dichter for an incredible evening of masterworks. Immerse yourself in the experience at the Kravis Center of the Performing Arts. Sunday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Zinman will lead the orchestra in a fabulous program featuring Gershwin's famous piano concerto, Tchaikovsky's towering Symphony No. 4, as well as the Florida premiere of a new work by composer Hae Kyong Lee. To purchase tickets, call 561-281-0145 or visit palmbeachsymphony.org. Use promo code BLINDANDBEYOND at checkout to receive tickets for only $15 each. Come, be entertained, enjoy Palm Beach Symphony, 561-281-0145.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. And hopefully there's no echo. Hopefully there's no echo. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We're live from Orlando, Florida. If you're listening to us for the first time and you want to know what this is all about, we say we're the bridge between the sighted folks and the blind folks. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Lynn, you are up.
Okay, the dogs are quiet so I can talk. Well, we'd like to welcome back our friend way up there in Buffalo, Melissa Paulbach. And Melissa is the owner of Independent Living Aids. Hello, Melissa. Welcome back.
Hi, Michael and Lynn. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight. We are remote. We're doing it by remote. So, Melissa.
I'd like to introduce you to Nigel Reichardt. He's on the other line. And Michael, you know, and Chris is in the studio. We're all here.
Hi, Nigel.
Everybody's in a different place.
That's fun.
I know, it's a little weird,
so,
right?
Melissa.
Yes.
How did you get involved with the blind community in the first place?
It's a good story. So, my father had a national niche catalog business. He sold science supplies to high schools, dead frogs, Bunsen burners, chemicals, things like that. Anything you would have in your high school lab. Starting when he was around in his 60s, he lost vision in his second eye to the wet form of macular degeneration, kind of really more related to myopic degeneration, but same, largely the same thing was happening. And I, being the dutiful daughter, said, you know, went in search of things that would, products, things that would help him. And so I had a catalog mailed to him. And I said, here, Dad, go find yourself a talking watch. There's a lot of good things in here that'll help. And my father, for anyone that knows him, is a type AAA kind of a guy. He's still alive. He's 85 years old. And he got the catalog. And in this particular era, he was losing his vision. He had had small cell cancer. He had some skin cancers. Like, everything was falling apart. Prostate was in there, too. He gets his catalog, and he says, you know, this is a great idea for a business, but this catalog really stinks, and I think you need to buy the company. No joke. That was the abridged version of the conversation. And so, sure, Dan, don't worry about me. I've got my own kind of career path going on here. But my father's a very insistent sort of a person, and it took 5 years to buy the company, and ultimately we prevailed upon the owner, and we bought the company because there were some variations in the disagreements, I should say, in the actual value of the company. And so we got into it, and we got into the industry in 2001.
Wow.
So we've been here ever since.
But you go back, I read 1977, Is that correct?
Well,
no? Oh, okay.
My involvement in the industry, I think Independent Living Aids and our sister company, LS&S, have both been around for about 40 years.
Yeah.
ILA is now about 42. LS&S is maybe close to 40.
Wow.
But my involvement in the industry is now at 19 years. So I guess I'm just a babe.
Well, that's a long time.
But yeah, it's a long time, and just sort of pouring our heart and soul into it because it's obviously a fabulous community. And I am still sighted, but as I tell people that know me, I have my father's hair and my father's eyes. So the writing is on the wall, but maybe it's in pencil.
Maybe
it's in pencil. So here we are.
Well,
yeah. And it's a great business to be in.
So your products basically are for the visually impaired and the blind community. Is that correct?
And also hearing loss, too.
Hard of hearing. Kind of the non-medical side for both of them. So on the hearing side, we have, like, it's actually been very interesting during this period of shut-in. We've been getting a lot more interest in our amplified telephones because for people that are living in independent living facilities or assisted living facilities, they're totally getting shut in, and so their family can't come and visit anymore. But they may also be hard of hearing, so they're having a hard time talking on the telephones that are in these facilities. So the interest in amplified telephones, especially for folks that are locked in, older people that are locked in and are having perhaps hearing loss, that has really sort of picked up.
What are some of the other types of products that are very popular? I hate to use the word popular, but in demand now due to the virus.
Well, the most in demand is the one that we no longer have, which is our talking clinical thermometers.
Michael, we were totally caught
flat-footed. And I will say we went to reorder from we have three different sources for three different products from our suppliers in China, and the price had just shot through our costs, it shot through the roof to the point where I just said, listen, we're not bringing these in because I can't bring these in. because we can't sell them anywhere near where we were selling them before. People will think we're just totally gouging. I can't do that. Right. So we have nothing.
Hey, we got us a caller on the phone line who has a question for the one and only Dr. First Lady Melissa.
Yeah, no doctor, thank you.
Who's
our first caller?
Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina. Kevin.
Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina. How's Kevin? How you doing?
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Lynn, Michael. Oh, Nigel, Melissa.
Hi.
I did have a question from Melissa, but I think she answered it.
What
was your question about talking thermometers?
It was about talking thermometers.
Sadly, we were really caught flat-footed. I will totally admit. I suppose we should have seen it coming, but we didn't. And at least the demand for thermometers, and as I said, I'm not willing to bring them in at the cost that we would have to buy. I mean, one of our costs, the supplier said it was going to go up tenfold. Well, we can't do that to our customers. I mean, it just looks like we would be robbing them blind. Oops, sorry, no pun intended.
Melissa, what about the one that goes in the ear? Is that that's the same? They're all out. You're out of that also.
Yes. Yeah. They're all.
It's crazy
all in that
out
boat.
There. No we reflection. Have, we have no reflection on you. None.
Plenty of outdoor thermometers. If anyone wants to know exactly how miserable the weather is in Buffalo, New York, we have plenty of talking outdoor thermometers. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe.
Oh yeah. Everyone has those. So.
Kevin, did you any other questions from Melissa? Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, how about extremely accurate talking blood pressure monitor?
Oh yeah, we have those. We have those, and they're totally. We have a couple. We have a couple different models. One is by a very well known medical supply company here in the U.S. called Health Smart. It can either be talking arm or talking wrist. And then we also have some less expensive off-brand arm or wrist. We lost the wrist. I think just arm. Talking blood pressure meters as well. These products are so important because they help people of all ages and abilities to manage their own health. And if you can manage your own health, you can stay more independent. And so I'm just a huge fan of all of the products that we have that allow you to stay independent in the kitchen, independent in your own health management, independent with your own schedule management. And and in case you want it in Spanish, most of our talking blood pressure meters also can toggle over to Spanish if you want.
Okay.
Does that answer your question, Kevin?
Thank you, Kevin. That's Kevin from North Carolina.
And I'll call you back later on with a comment or two. Talk to you later.
Kevin, if you need help, Kevin, it's on our website on the advertiser page, or you can just write to me and I'll give you the direct link so you don't have to search for it. All righty.
Oh, yeah. I've been on all the websites. So
have a good night.
Okay. We'll talk
to you. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. Does anybody else want to ask Melissa any questions? The phone is 407-894-1680. Nigel, you have any questions for Melissa?
At the moment, no. I just keep doing a good job, which sounds like you're doing. That's great. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you. Well, you know, one of the things, until someone has a question, I can just kind of, I think, Lynn, when you and I had talked a little bit, you were talking about some of the products that were still the most popular. Or maybe
right.
It was carried for the longest.
Right.
And you know what's really amazing is that
right.
Some of the products, I mean, since the beginning of my tenure, are just the ones that are still the most popular. The talking watches, the talking clocks, obviously the Ambutech canes, which we just think are fabulous. There are new products that come in every year, and we're always searching for new things. But some of these other products are just real workhorses for us. I mean, the talking
the tried and true, that's
tried and
are.
True.
The
I mean, we
true.
Still have products. We're selling the exact same. And I'm not saying this because I'm proud of the fact that we haven't changed, right? Because we do bring in new things. But it's just they work, and they're inexpensive, and they add independence. Some of the talking watches are the same ones that we've sold since I've been here. The talking clocks are the same ones. And they're just, they are, some are more simple to use than others. They're not, and I'm not going to tell you that they're all the highest quality. And over those 20 years, if anyone's been buying them, they probably had to buy a lot of them. But they just, you know, they just, they do the job. They do the job of bringing independence, which is just
Melissa,
so important for our customers.
Melissa, talk a little bit. I mean, Michael and I were so impressed. Michael, what did it take, like 2 days or something to get your the thermometer? And
yeah, I mean, we generally try. We process orders same day, and we get it at the door. We ship either United States Postal Service or UPS. And we realize, I mean, orders don't sit around. We just get them in our system. We have everyone really trained. And I'd like to think that our customer service staff is really quite knowledgeable on all of our products, because a lot of them have been with us for a long time. And so it's it gets out the door fast. You know, one of the things I was just also kind of thinking, for folks that are shut in, if you want to try some cooking, if you're trying to brush up on your cooking skills, we have a lot of cooking products that, again, allow people to stay independent in the kitchen. And I divide them into a number of different categories, but one whole chunk of products is products that keep fingers separated from knives and blades. So we have things with guides, things that'll chop your vegetables for you, knives with covers on them. So different products that will keep fingers separated from sharp objects. But
hey, let me inject here.
You still got to chop an onion, so it's a good way to do it.
Let me inject here for a moment. Listen, we got a call all the way from Palm City, Florida. And Palm City is right next door to Stuart, Florida. We got the one and only Miss Fabulous, Ann. Ann, how you doing?
Just fine, thank you. Hello, Ann. Are you a first-time caller? I am, yes.
Well, oh, welcome. Very nice to have you aboard, Ann. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
And you have a question for Melissa?
Yeah, for anybody. I am completely blind on the left side and not so good on the right side, but I'm still live by myself, and I have decided to learn Braille so that I can teach it, so that I can use it when the day comes that I absolutely do need it. I'm very enthusiastic, you know, and I can do whatever I have to. I'm full of life. Still. So where can I get Braille lessons? I think it's really expensive too. I'm probably going to need help with that.
Melissa, you have products for Braille, correct? I'm sure you do.
You're going to have to speak slowly, or else I have to get up and turn off the radio. I'm also
well, obviously one of the best sources is if you're in Florida. I would presume there's a lot of lighthouses down there. I know there's a lighthouse in Miami, Tampa, Orlando.
No, the close one to her would be Outreach in West Palm Beach. That's not that far from her.
No. I mean, those are all fabulous sources. And, I mean, we obviously have products that can help, but going to one of those resources is really, they can provide you hands-on instruction. That said, we have a Braille learning device so that people can kind of, it's just a simple $6 item. It's 2 6-cell frames with pegs that you put, you know, 12 pegs for those 6 holes, and so people can teach you. Or there's a $1,200 or $1,300 item that we have specifically for teaching Braille. So you can kind of go, you know, in different directions.
I'm probably going to have to learn it near my summer home is in Traverse City, Michigan. And that's where I'm headed as soon as they let us get on an airplane for the summer. I'm a sunbird. And
we wish you luck and safe travels. And when you're ready to buy something to help you learn Braille, then you'll look up independent living aids.
I just wanted to say, if I were staying for the summer, I believe one of the libraries, when it opens up, has a class once a week. And that's what I'm interested in. In fact, it's the one nearest to me, which is the Palm City Library, but Stewart Library is even better.
Yeah, but in terms of teaching yourself, you know, seek out these different organizations. I mean, that's what they're there for. Now, we support them. You can come to us, but we support them, and they will give you by far the best instruction.
Them who?
It's an organization in West Palm Beach called Outreach. They're tremendous. Outreach.
I'm trying to think, in Michigan, I can't remember if Michigan has the Michigan Commission. I think it's the Michigan Commission for the Blind. You know, the various state agencies that are there.
Right. Just look them up. It's simple. Yeah.
She's right. She's going right outside Detroit.
I'm going to have to wait until I get back next year. But I don't.
Well, thank you, Ann.
Well, you can listen to, when you go to Michigan, you can listen to the show on the same time. You can listen to the show.
Yes.
Thank you very much for calling in, Ann. Appreciate
Bye,
it.
Bye, Ann. Good luck.
In two directions. Thank you very much for letting me talk. All right.
You're welcome. Call us again. Good night. So, Melissa, tell everybody before we say good night and how they can reach Independent Living Aid.
Sure. You can call us, email us, or go to our website. For the phone, we are open Monday through Friday, Eastern Time, 9 to 5. And that toll-free number is 1-800-537-2118.
And don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Absolutely. Because we'll give you free shipping if you tell us that you heard it on the radio. You can also go to our website, which is www.independentliving.com, or you can email us at catalog@independentliving.com.
It's also on our website, too. Don't forget it's on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's on our website. Look her up right there as well. It's all there.
On our website. Can't beat that free shipping on top of everything else.
Free shipping. Just tell us that
you heard Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yeah, just say that you heard about us from the radio program, and we'll be ready to give you free shipping.
There you go. Well, our friends, stay well up there in Buffalo.
Thank you. We're trying.
Stay well and be comfortable.
Okay, and I will say that we're open, right? So we're essential and we're open, so we're here for you.
There you go. Thank you, Melissa.
Okay, have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, we come back. It's time for trivia. It's trivia time, and we come back. We're going to trivia. When we come back, we're going to trivia. Don't go away. We'll be right back with trivia.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games presented by The Harvard. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call us in, which I definitely hope you can do it, is 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you don't belong to AARP, you should belong, that's for sure, because it's a great, great organization. And listen to this one. If you do belong, you got to take participation in all the discounts they have. You go to any place and when you finally get out of the house, when this whole mess is open, you go out, you go back to restaurants, you got discounts, you go out, maybe the hotel got discounts. If you're with somebody who want to rent a car, you got discounts. Everywhere you go, you got discounts. But AARP, great organization. And it's a wonderful organization. They do a lot of greatness with the senior citizens. You know, a lot of great things they do. And by the way, just so you know, it's not, I repeat, it's not a political organization. They stand behind the senior citizens. You should belong to AARP. Once you're over 50, that's the first thing I did. I belong. That's right. And by the way, the phone number calling is 407-894-1680. And by the way, you heard Melissa from Independence Living. And let me tell you something. She's a great woman. And if you ever need anything, any kind of products for the vision impaired or the blind, you want something, that's the place to go. Great.
And she's a family-owned business, Michael.
Yeah, and don't forget to say Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This way you get free freight. It doesn't cost you anything to ship it to you once you say Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
It's and always folks, nice to support a family-owned business.
We have a couple callers calling on the line. We have somebody from Orlando who's on the line right now. Sherry Braun, are you there? Sherry Braun,
yes,
are you there, Sherry?
I am there. Yes, I am. How are you guys?
So what do you have to say to yourself, young lady?
Well, I called with the phone number for Florida Outreach Center in case Ann is still listening.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, yeah. So
you want to give the phone number? You want to give the phone number for outreach first so you can, Ann, can take it down?
Yeah, if I remember it. Yeah, it's 561-642-0005.
Say it again, but this is for outreach in West Palm Beach. Anybody who requires help, especially and learn Braille, things like that. Just give it the number again.
561-642-0005.
And if you go, Ann or anybody else going to go, don't forget to tell Outreach that you heard on the Blind Beyond radio show. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Sherry Bud.
But
thank
bye,
you
everyone.
For calling in. And now we have somebody calling in. I believe it's the dynamic duo we have from Canada and also Jupiter, Florida. Canada, are you there? Dynamic
yes,
duo,
are
you both there?
Yes, sir.
There
we
you go.
Are. We're here. Well,
so what do you both have to say to yourself?
Earlier, oh, sorry. What were you trying to say, Michael?
I said, are you both wearing masks and gloves?
Nope.
When you go out of the house?
Well,
huh?
I would. It's not mandatory here, but if I had it, I would wear the mask, but I wouldn't wear the gloves because the gloves are pretty well like your hands. But I'm certainly not. I would probably wear both, but I prefer if I have to wear one or the other, I would just wear the mask. Because as I said, it's basically like your skin, and if you forget and you touch something with a dirty glove, then you could basically reinfect yourself or infect yourself. And I don't have any masks. And also in British Columbia, there's no real stating whether you should wear either or. On to you, Christine.
Okay, me, I have gloves, but I heard on a news article that it's academic to wear gloves because it's just like another layer of skin. So what I do is, now I don't go anywhere except down to my mailbox and back. So what I do is
so
I come back.
You're really being good, so you don't go anywhere. That's what you're saying. You don't
no,
go
I don't. My mother or my sister bring my food to me. I haven't been out of the house since early April, and that was just a visit with my parents before the stay-at-home order came into place. And so I just go downstairs to the mailbox and back up, and so I don't even do the gloves and mask because I have the wipes. I could wipe my hands when I get back upstairs, and to be truthful, I do not own a washable cloth mask, so how can I wear what I don't have?
But if I had it, I'd wear it.
Me too.
Okay.
No, my complex is a ghost town. You don't see anybody hardly at all. So,
and this town is so small. We have less restrictions in a way because the population is so sparse. This town is 7,000 people, roughly. So the population is such that there's not a whole lot going on, and it's hardly.
Is that where you live? Where you live? Where there's only 7,000 people in Canada? Is that where you live?
Yeah,
in the town, a little town in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Castle Gar.
Nigel, you there?
I am.
You want to ask any of the girls any questions from the dynamic duo?
Yes, Christine, you did get the info blast, right?
Yes, I did. It was late, but I did get one. I hope you got one, too.
Now, let me just ask you real quick. Did it reiterate several times for you as it did for me?
I hung up after the first time, so if it tried to reiterate, I hung up on it when it was through.
Because eventually, after the third iteration, he got to the end.
I hung up after it was through.
The two of you are talking about something private, is that it?
No, we're talking about the Braille Club.
Oh, the Braille Club.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Michael, if we're going to go to trivia, we're running out of time.
We're
going
to go to trivia right
hour.
Now, folks.
Thank
going
you,
to trivia.
Ladies.
Okay, thanks for calling, ladies.
We're going to hit this.
This
trivia is not for Florida. This trivia right now is anyone outside of Florida calling first. Okay, because everybody knows who's singing this song. I want to see anybody not calling in from Florida. Okay, who's singing the song? Not from Florida. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Don't call in from Florida. Nobody from Florida call in.
And then listen, when we come in, we got Kevin from Greensboro back on the phone line for you.
Everybody knows that voice.
You're my home.
Okay, everybody knows that one. Anyone calling you best
when
for
you get
song?
Home.
Who's singing that song?
Hey, baby.
Who is singing that song?
You
can't
home.
Be for Florida. So who's
hey,
calling
baby.
In and knowing who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Did you say Kevin was back on the line?
Yeah, he got a question for you.
What?
Yeah, Kevin on the phone line, he got a question and a comment for you.
Okay. Kevin, you're back on the line.
Yeah, Lynn, Michael, Nigel, Chris. So
I'm back on the line. What you need, fella?
Okay. Well, just comment there. I'm with Nigel there. I don't wear a mask when I go out.
You don't go out with a mask or gloves either? No kidding.
No. I do take one with me. If they want me put it on, I'll put it on. But the way I see it, if you're gonna get it, you're gonna get it. If you're not, you're not.
Oh my goodness! I know a few people like that. You're gonna get it. I hear this one. Okay.
Yep. And,
all right.
No. And let's see.
Thank you for calling back, Kevin. I'm glad most people don't think like you and Nigel because I don't agree with that thought. You're gonna get it.
Yep. Well, there's nothing you can do to prevent it. It's going to come back year after year. It's out there.
Well,
it's going to come
not,
back.
Hope not. And it's true. Well, I hope more people who call in will be like me who wears gloves and masks rather than go without masks and gloves. Hope more people call in and say they wear masks and gloves. They're trying to do some kind of protection.
And a few weeks ago, the doctors say I probably did have it. I got over it fairly quickly, within a few days, and I've been back to work for about 10 days now. So,
You got it already? Is that when you wouldn't tell us when they spoke that you were in the house for 14 days? You didn't tell us you got it.
Well, I was quarantined. They said I may have it. I was not tested because my symptoms were too mild. I did have trouble breathing and stuff, but that's if I was doing a little bit of something, more than usual. I do smoke. I smoke a lot.
But, oh my God!
Tell you what, it didn't cut down my smoking at all, like the cold does.
Well, thanks for calling in, Kevin. That's Kevin from North Carolina calling in again. Thanks, Kevin, for calling in again, Kevin.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Calling in for the trivia?
Yes, sir. Oh, my God. We got some callers on this phone line, and they've been blowing it up. All right, so we're going to take a trip, and let's take a trip over to East Meadow, New York City. That's right, East Meadow, New York. And we're going to talk to the one, East Meadow, New York, and we got the one and only Brad on the phone line. Brad, how you doing?
Good evening, everybody. How are you?
All right, Brad, how you doing in New York?
All right. That's Aretha Franklin, the late and great.
You're 100% right. And I'm going to send you, hopefully, maybe next week or week after, and someday you'll be able to go there, a Subway, $10 gift card from Subway.
We have a Subway nearby. We'd love that. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, hopefully someday you'll be able to go there, and hopefully you'll be able to either take it out or eat it there, hopefully someday soon.
Let's hope that happens very quickly. And don't drink
any Clorox. Thank you. And stay well there in New York. Stay well in New York. Thanks for calling in, Brad. Thank you so much for calling in. Who else on the line?
All right, Brad, hold on. Don't hang up. All right, Brad?
Okay.
All right, let's go over to your neck of the woods, Mike, and let's talk with the one and only Enoch from Philly. Philly Phil. Enoch. Okay.
Enoch from Philadelphia. Okay. Anybody else on the line?
We got Trish from Daytona Beach who wanted to get in on this conversation with you about the Max. Trish from Daytona Beach.
Hey, everybody. How's everyone doing?
All right. And what's your story with Chris? You wear masks and gloves? No.
Actually, I wear a mask when I'm going to be out in public. I'd rather on the side of caution. So if I go to Publix or anywhere like that where I'm going to be around people, I wear my mask and do the self-distancing as much as I can. And then when I come home, I wash my hands for 20 minutes. I sing happy birthday. You know, they say you sing happy birthday. It takes you 20 seconds. I didn't mean minutes. I apologize. 20 seconds, and I'm done. I take my mask off. I spray it with a little bit of Lysol, and that's it. I'm not going crazy with this stuff, but I do believe in erring on the side of caution, and that's what I'm doing. And I want to give a big hello out there to Nigel. Hi, Nigel.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I am good, honey. How you doing down there?
Great. I'm sorry I missed your happy hour today, but I have company. I have a friend who's working on the bathroom.
That's okay. It's okay. We can talk about that another time. But anyway,
okay,
Nigel,
cool.
You need to wear the mask. Really, you should be more careful, especially in the area you're down there in. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, though. You do what you want. But anyway, guys, I just want to call in my two cents.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Anyone else on the line, Chris? Okay. We got time to go to another trivia?
No, I don't think so. We can do it on the other side of the top of the hour in 3 minutes. Maybe there's somebody else that will tell you about whether they're using the mask.
So far, it's very interesting about this mask and gloves. It's very interesting so far. So far, if I go by Kevin from North Carolina and this young man who's on our guest host, Nigel, the two of them believe no mask and no gloves. So what do you believe out there? I believe mask and gloves because I'm blind and I start touching things if I go anywhere. I don't want to touch a lot of things with my hands, so I want to use the gloves. And then I always take the gloves off before I come in the house and throw them away.
So not everybody
If you have an opinion, call in. I'd like to hear your opinion. 407-894-1680. And the question is, do you belong to AARP? Nigel.
Yes.
You don't belong to AARP.
Okay.
You're over 50.
I'm sorry. Were you saying something to me? I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm on the phone lines.
I was going to say we have time to do another trivia.
No, we got about 2 minutes before the top of the hour, and I got Sister Christine who wanted to comment about the mask on the phone line right here from Orlando, Florida.
Okay, we have another Christine.
Yes, Sister Christine.
Yes. I wear masks every day. I don't feel right without them. I want to be safe. I want to be healthy. I'm going to wear my mask and gloves every day.
Well, you're like me. You wear the mask. You wear gloves, too?
Yes, I do.
You wear mask and gloves. That's like me.
Yes.
I don't want to look to get something. Okay. You and I are correct.
All right. God bless you.
Stay well. Okay, so.
Right.
If you have an opinion, call up. I'd like to know about more people about the mask and the gloves.
Uh-oh, the dogs.
We got to get Nigel to belong to AARP.
All right, so we got the one and only Dave on the phone line from Fern Park. Dave, are you there?
Hey, Dave.
I'm here.
Dave from Fern Park, Orlando, Florida. Hey, Dave.
Guys and girls, good to hear y'all. I do not wear gloves, but I do wear a mask when I go out. I typically don't go out that much anyway, but even when we've gone to pick up food and stuff, the person that brings the food or whatever we're buying out to the car, they're wearing a mask, so I wear a mask out of respect for them. Since they're going to the trouble of having to do that for work and putting themselves at risk, I'm gonna not give them any more risk and gonna wear a mask myself. So I've got one there in the car, I can use it or not, but it's there at least. So
thanks for calling in, Dave. We're going to break. Thank you, Dave, for calling in from Fern Park, Orlando. We're going to break. Don't go away. We're going to break. I don't hear the castanets. Yeah, the castanets. Okay, we're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind of the Arm radio show.